Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, investigators say last week's shooting at the CDC was motivated by discontent with COVID-19 vaccines. Health leaders warn schools about e-cigarettes that look like highlighters, and we've got some bad news for Georgia beekeepers.
So as our winters have got warmer, we've seen more and more severe disease because there's no winter time to interrupt that cycle.
Today is Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the man who shot at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta last week died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. GBI Director Chris Hosey says the documents found in the home of 30-year-old Patrick Joseph White revealed his discontent with COVID-19 vaccinations. He says White broke into his father's gun safe to get the weapons used in the attack. FBI Atlanta Special Agent in Charge Paul Brown said state and local law enforcement are taking threats against public health workers at the CDC seriously.
And we'll work with them on doing a threat assessment to their facility. And certainly, if we become aware of any threats to their personnel or their campus, we'd make them aware of that and take steps to protect them.
Meanwhile, the union representing CDC employees is demanding better security. Yolanda Jacobs, president of the American Federation of Government Workers, Local 2883, said yesterday that members want a seat at the table to reshape an agency safety plan.
A lot of employees are pretty much telling us the same thing, that they do not feel safe. They especially are not looking forward to returning to an office where there's still, you know, either boarded up windows or bullet holes in windows.
The union has more than 2,000 active members. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited the CDC in Atlanta yesterday when most employees were working from home. Many will telework for the rest of the week. Beekeepers across the U.S. are struggling with severe losses after a combination of weather and parasites took their toll on hives during the winter. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Normally, commercial beekeepers may lose 30% of their bees during winter hibernation. But this past year, some keepers lost as much as 60% of their bees. Dr. Lewis Barrett is an assistant professor of honeybee health at the University of Georgia. He says warmer winters mean there's no break for baby bees, bee larvae, from the mites that latch on to them.
So as our winters have got warmer, we've seen more and more severe disease because there's no winter time to interrupt that cycle.
Warmer winters also confuse honeybees. They might wake up early from their hibernation only to find there aren't any flowers to pollinate. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Leaders from the Atlanta Beltline are hosting a citywide conversation this evening on how to improve mobility along three major portions of the trail. The Beltline is a 22-mile pedestrian and bike path encircling Atlanta. Most of it is already built or under construction. Tonight's meeting will feature discussion of a transit study. Recommendations include creating bicycle parking, bus stop improvements, and dedicated drop zones for bike and scooter rentals. Residents can watch the meeting beginning at 6:30 p.m. and ask questions through the Atlanta Beltline's Facebook page. As students return to the classroom, health leaders are urging parents and educators to keep an eye out for a new wave of e-cigarettes. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Tobacco products can be disguised as highlighters and other items that look like school supplies, and many of these are flavored to appeal to children. Brian King is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says parents and schools need to know that these products exist and are dangerous.
We're at 25-year lows for all tobacco product use, and we've seen a 70% decline in e-cigarette use over the past 5 years alone. So that's the good news. But the bad news is we still have over 2 million kids using tobacco products, and 1.6 million of those are e-cigarettes.
King says increasing price is the single most effective intervention to reduce tobacco consumption. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Georgia Republican State Senator Blake Tillery has announced his candidacy for lieutenant governor. Tillery chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. In his campaign announcement yesterday, he touted his experience as a leader in crafting the state budget. Tillery will be campaigning in next year's GOP primary against two former members of Senate leadership, Senator John F. Kennedy and Senator Steve Gooch. The current lieutenant governor, Burt Jones, is running for governor next year. President Donald Trump yesterday endorsed Jones in his bid. Trump is highlighting Jones's early support for his first presidential run. A screenwriter from Savannah is raising money to produce a short film in the Georgia city of Soperton. Chris Schumann says the city midway between Savannah and Macon is a perfect setting for his short film, Family Tradition, which is about generational trauma and secrets. He says it's meant to take place in the same story universe as a series he's working on called What's Buried Beneath the Pines. Schumann, who now lives in California, says he could have found a location out west, but he wanted to film in his home state.
I want to be able to take this back into the state and give people something that they can participate in, believe in, and feel like they're a part of, because it is our story.
Schumann says he's raised about 60% of his more than $19,000 budget. He says he hopes to hire 20 people for the cast and crew and begin filming in November. A Southwest Atlanta road improvement project is being fast-tracked after complaints from area businesses and residents. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports on the new timeline.
Cascade Heights residents have been outspoken about how the pace of improving Cascade Road is hurting businesses and costing locals money. Now, the Atlanta Department of Transportation says construction crews on Cascade Road will work 24 hours a day through Saturday to finish the redesign with new pavement and temporary striping to move the project along more quickly. ATL DOT Commissioner Solomon Cavanis says this final push is a major milestone.
Cascade will be a more livable corridor from Kingsdale all the way to Ralph David Avenue. We have resurfaced, trails and sidewalks.
Construction originally planned for completion in December is now set to be done by the end of the month. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Today was the last day for baseball fans to visit Murph's to pick up a plate of cheese curds or a burger before watching a ball game. The restaurant, owned by former Braves legend Dale Murphy, is closing, citing ongoing renovations at the Galleria Mall in Cobb County, where it's located. In a post on social media, Murphy said the restaurant has had a great run. Patrons occasionally get the chance to meet Murphy when he dropped into the restaurant. Murphy played for Atlanta from 1976 until 1990. As for the Braves, they kick off a three-game road series against their division rival, the New York Mets, tonight. Spencer Strider is scheduled to get the start for the Braves against Clay Holmes of the Mets. The Braves are on a three-game winning streak and have won five of their last 10, but sit fourth in the NL East, far behind the Mets and Philadelphia Phillies. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. But if you want to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And we're going to be back in your podcast feed tomorrow with new stories, as well as updates to some of the stories you heard today, like, for example, that Atlanta Beltline meeting. GPB's Amanda Andrews will be reporting on that. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Email us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello, and as always, thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow.